Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. The federal conservative leader used some strong language yesterday when referring to the prime minister. Pierre Poilievre made the comments when he stopped to chat with anti-carbon tax protesters camped out on the highway between Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. Marina von Stackelberg reports.
Because everyone's been screwed over.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre speaking about Justin Trudeau in a video filmed yesterday by one of the protesters.
People believed his lies. Everything he said was bullshit, top to bottom.
The group displaying F. Trudeau flags has been camped alongside the Trans-Canada Highway since the carbon tax went up April 1st. Poilievre thanked them.
We were just going along the highway. I had heard about you guys on the news, and we saw you, so I told the team, let's pull over and say hello.
The prime minister responded.
He will do anything to win, anything to torque up negativity and fear. And it only emphasizes that he has nothing to say to actually solve the problems that he's busy amplifying.
Trudeau also blasted Poilievre for not condemning Alex Jones. The notorious American broadcaster and conspiracy theorist has publicly supported Poilievre. The Conservative Party says it does not follow Jones or listen to what he has to say. Marina von Stackelberg, CBC News, Ottawa.
Officials in Alberta are telling people to be vigilant as they prepare for another busy wildfire season. They warn continuing drought across the province may make the situation much worse. Madeline Cummings reports.
Of 63 wildfires burning in Alberta, just one is currently threatening people's homes. It affects Albertans from a dozen households in the municipal district of Peace River 135, northwest of Edmonton. José Saint-Ange with Alberta Wildfire says conditions are very dry in many other places.
We need significant and continued rain to overcome the drought conditions that we are experiencing across many parts of the province.
Since snow has melted, dead and dry vegetation is now exposed. It's flammable, and fire could spread quickly. Forestry and Parks Minister Todd Loewen says new fire bans are coming. He's also telling Albertans who live near the forest to take steps to protect their properties.
I urge you to assess your property for wildfire danger and take any preventive action you can to address these risks.
He suggests removing trees close to homes and keeping gutters and roofs clear. Madeline Cummings, CBC News, Edmonton.
Thousands of liquor store employees in Quebec are on strike.
If we don't do these strikes, when will there be an actual change?
Workers with the SAQ, the Provincial Crown Corporation, are demanding more full-time positions and wider access to benefits. The union representing them says roughly 70% of the alcohol monopoly's employees work part-time or on-call. The Liquor Board CEO says he is confident a deal will be reached. The two sides go back to the bargaining table next week with the help of a conciliator. The taps are back on for American military aid to Ukraine.
When our allies are stronger, we are stronger.
President Joe Biden has signed a foreign security bill that calls for a total of $61 billion worth of supplies, including air defense munitions. Kyiv says the material is desperately needed to fend off increasing Russian airstrikes. The package passed following months of stalemate in Congress, largely due to opposition from some hardline Republicans. The bill also includes $26 billion for Israel and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, destined mostly for Taiwan. Biden says the first shipments of equipment to Ukraine will be dispatched within hours. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says he has canceled all of his public duties as he reflects on his future. He says he will decide if he wants to carry on in his role by Monday. The surprising statement comes after corruption allegations were leveled against his wife. She is accused of using her position to influence business deals. Sanchez has denied those allegations on her behalf and accused the far-right opposition of turning the country's politics into what he calls a mud pit. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.